from letter carriers to global shipping. A remembrance now. Keith Tantlinger lived a good long life and lived long enough to see two unexpected milestones for his invention that changed the world. Tantlinger is the inventor of the shipping container, which 10 years ago went from ubiquitous boring box for global commerce to potentially feared vessel for a terrorist bomb, changing the way shipping is conducted and monitored after 9/11. Changed the shipping industry forever. Tantlinger also lived to see his beloved shipping containers and the distribution system he helped create with partner Malcolm McLean back in 1955 actually freeze up at the height of the global financial crisis in 2007 and 8, when for a moment it seemed as though nothing was moving. The piled up shipping containers were a shocking symbol of the banking crisis that was largely invisible. Tantlinger, the inventor of the lowly shipping container, died last week, secure in the knowledge that within his boring box beats the pulse of the global economy. Joining us is economist and historian Mark Levinson. Mark is the author of the book The Box, How the Shipping Container Made the World Smaller and the World Economy Bigger. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, John.
You know, I think it is fascinating thinking about the shipping containers and how their image has changed in our mind, even in the last just 10 years.
Oh, absolutely. Shipping containers, I would have to tell you, are quite obscure. When I told people a few years ago I was writing a book about shipping containers, they greeted that with silence. They didn't really know much or think much about shipping containers. That's changed.
Right after 9/11, it seemed like Senator Schumer of New York was talking about shipping containers as being as scary as Osama bin Laden for a while.
Well, anything can be hyped. But I think people are now much more conscious that shipping containers actually have a very important role in the global economy. And Keith Tantlinger had a big role in that. He did not, to correct you, he did not invent the shipping container, which was a concept that had been around for many, many years, many decades, actually. But no one had been able to figure out how to take this concept of putting freight into a container and make it commercially viable, commercially profitable.
Well, he certainly didn't invent a box, but the standardization and the hardware and the sort of configuration is really where his brain came.
Absolutely. He had a whole slew of inventions that made this a practical way of doing business internationally on a very large scale.
And, you know, not only did it, litter the world with these boxes, and I mean that in a good sense, it also transformed the ports around the world.
Sure. Remember, the ports used to be in the middle of big cities. Think of downtown San Francisco, lower Manhattan, the east end of London. The port was right there. Container ports are on the edges of cities. They need a lot of land. They need a lot of territory to move boxes in and out, to move trucks and trains in and out. So the entire port landscape has changed, and it has many fewer workers. Ports used to be swarming with dock workers who had to put individual pieces of loose cargo on board ships and take them off ships. These days, you have relatively few workers. It's very automated because most of the cargo moves in these boxes, and it moves with the technology that Tantlinger helped create.
Well, Keith Tantlinger lived to the ripe old age of 92. He died last week. He's the inventor of the configuration that actually produces the ubiquitous global shipping containers that you see all over the world. Mark Levinson is an economist and historian, author of the book The Box, How the Shipping Container Made the World Smaller and the World Economy Bigger. His latest book is The Great A&P and the Struggle for Small Business in America. Mark, thanks so much.
John, thank you.